This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everyone. This is Mark Pam.
I love it.
I'm an editor. I love it.
You couldn't have started that smoother.
I've been at the show since 1997.
Wow.
Pre-John Stewart.
That's right.
Craig Kilborn.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm here with Mr. John Oliver.
It's a misplaced Mr., but
host
yes.
of HBO's Last Week Tonight.
Yep.
Former TDS senior British correspondent.
Fact.
And you've been gone, what, 10 years?
10 years. Yeah, I left.
And you were here for 8.
I was here for 8. Yeah.
Right.
I left at the end of 2013 with my tail firmly between my legs.
Right.
And now I'm back.
Right. And you and I worked on many pieces together.
We worked on many pieces. I would go so far as to say you taught me how to do field pieces, Payone, by yelling at me. Your voice was in my head when I was on field shoots.
I don't know if I did your first piece.
Because I know that Jen
used to try to get every correspondent to have their first piece with me.
Yeah, you did not do mine.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
Your first one was not the broken nose one, right?
Oh, that's a good
question. The infamous broken nose.
I think it might have been.
Or was that your first?
I think it was the first one because I think it was an immigration story. And for some reason, it ended up with a
like
battle
a Civil
reenactment.
War reenactment.
Yes, that's right.
Freedom!
John Oliver had come face to face with the true face of war.
I think I've broken my nose.
I broke my nose.
The ultimate break-in.
Yeah, the tapes were sent back ahead of us because I had to be taken to the hospital for them to check my shattered nose out. And I have a large nose to shatter, so there was a lot to break there. And I remember getting back here and hearing laughter echoing down through the edits as you kept playing it back, going, that's funny.
Yep, I remember. But I did not cut that one.
No, that wasn't you.
One of them that really stands out is the Wisconsin 14.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
That was the runaway senators, right?
Right.
And we tried to avoid
voting. They went into Illinois.
No. Yes.
The Democratic senators,
yes.
Because they didn't want to vote
I remember.
On something
That's
with
right.
the Republican governor.
That's right. And so they ran over state lines.
And we treated it like it was like you were going into Afghanistan
yes.
or whatever. We
One of them was hiding at a tilted kilt, the Scottish Hooters.
Yes.
Scottish Hooters, possibly.
And then you found one of them.
We found one of them, and we interviewed him outside a Scottish Hooters. And you know who else we interviewed in that piece? Rod Blagojevich.
No, but the other guy, because I watched the piece recently because I was showing somebody
right.
how the entire piece was done in a very serious tone.
Yes, that's right.
Completely mm-hmm. full on with,
yes.
with the
Afghanistan theme. I was
the way we had like the map of you going through.
Yes, that's right.
We used like. Whatever the something pass.
That's
the I-95
pass. Right, that's right. That's
or whatever
right.
it was. Not 95.
And I remember rolling up on some kids and handing them candy through the window.
Yes. And it was like American. You were going, American candy.
America.
And the kids were like all screaming. Like literally yes. were like yes. refugee kids.
Yeah.
We pressed on deep into the infamous I-90 pass. We began to see local children unaccustomed to mid-sized sedans.
This is so inspiring. America! Here, American candy! Have some American candy! Don't be radicalized!
Yeah. But you found a guy and you interviewed him in a hotel room.
That's right. You're right, in a hotel
and
room.
And you started filming him with your
yes.
with a either it was your phone or with a
yes.
small camera and just pretending to translate.
Absolutely.
He's speaking English,
right.
but you're pretending to translate.
I tortured speaking. That man.
How long are you prepared to hide out in this cave?
It's not a cave. Not a cave at all. We have a couch, we have a bed, we can relax. It's a hotel room. Not a cave at all.
And his message to America was chilling. What are your demands?
Please look straight into this camera.
Oh, it's not a demand. It's just really a simple...
Attention, American pigs. Renounce your Western way of life or we will lay waste to your country.
Oh, we will never stop.
We're just asking the governor to please sit down.
I turn your skies into fire.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I kill you.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, please, Governor Walker...
Your Wisconsin cheese will run red with blood.
That means that was
well,
part
that
of the
was,
job.
That was the other thing about you, okay? Is that Stephen Colbert always said that his first advice, because he was one of the... He came around when I did, the second year, and his advice to all the new correspondents was, leave your soul at home when you go do a field piece. You didn't have to do that.
That's right.
Because you were all in. Like,
that's right. My response to that was, what's this soul you're talking about, Stephen? Oh, yeah, I would need to find that to be able to...
Right.
Put it at home.
So,
yeah, I never minded the tension. I think
and that's what I loved about working with you, because I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, if you're a fool, like, I'm not going to feel sorry for you. If you're idiotic enough to go on camera
I think the strength,
and make a fool of yourself, like, I'm not sympathizing with you at all. I'm not going to let...
Definitely. Yeah. Part of it was, I think, there was some side of me that came out when a camera's on that wasn't there the rest of the time. I might be more inclined to be more pleasant to people when cameras aren't rolling, but it just seemed to remove that soul.
That's not true.
But I will also say, what you taught me was, in the pain of sitting through some of those edits and watching yourself make a mistake or watching yourself not say the thing that you wished that you should have said, for either that you weren't listening properly or that it was getting too tense and you weren't comfortable in it.
Or you're thinking about the next question.
Exactly. So I think those...
Or you had Stu Miller whispering in your ear.
Yeah, those were the hard, those were the best, hardest lessons, was sitting in an edit thinking, I wish I could go back 4 days and be in that room again now because I would behave differently.
Yeah.
That really got the learning curve up, because then when I'm in that room talking to someone, half of my head is in the edit already thinking, am I getting what I need? What am I going to want myself to have said 4 days from now, as I'm sitting on your leather couch.
That's no longer here, by the way.
It was
a classic couch.
It was an absolute classic.
Yes, the L-shaped couch that everybody napped on.
That's right.
I think a few people, Miles Kahn, I think, slept on it a few times.
That's definitely
overnight.
True. He unnecessarily slept overnight, thinking he was editing
a martyr.
Exactly, when he could easily have been done by 8:30. But yeah, that was a big... Big learning curve was realizing that you should try and put your head in the edit, because then you're not really emotionally present.
Yeah, I mean, I would always say that to you guys. Like, if you're screwing something up, just stop and start over.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you're not doing this live.
I remember once you spinning around to me and saying, hey, you know what would have been great? And I said, what? And you said, if you'd said something funny then. And the thing is, you were right.
Oh. Like when they open up a hole for you to drive a joke through and you don't say anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would happen a lot with everybody.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a blunt lesson, but it's a good one.
Yeah. You have to be listening.
Yeah.
Not thinking about other shit.
Definitely.
Right. What was your favorite piece, do you think? You had to pick one.
At The Daily Show, in my whole time here, I really liked how the 3-part gun special came out, the Australian one.
Oh, right.
But to learn how to do that piece that we did on Gabon, do you remember that? We did with Tim Greenberg when he and I went to Africa. It was about their membership in UNESCO, I think.
It's very simple. America cannot change its laws.
If it's bad laws, why can we change them?
That's a good question. This actually made perfect sense when I was back in the United States.
Someone please explain to this woman that our laws can't be changed.
No, Congress could overturn this law if it wished.
Like what?
Of course it could.
Right. We could do it easily.
Yes.
But we're not going to do that because we're dicks.
No, we didn't create this problem.
That's the headline. We didn't create this problem.
Although we did create the law.
Although we did create the law. Right. Got me confused again.
We're the good guys.
We're the good guys here. We're the good guys here.
Don't forget that.
I'm not going to forget that. We are the good guys.
For sure.
For sure.
Yes.
And when those programs are getting shut down, we still feel like the good guys because...
We are.
We are. because we are. It is just that simple.
That's right.
And that was the first time that we were actually slightly changing the way that we normally did field pieces, because previously to that, we were so very much following that Colbert model of embodying the counter argument, whichever room you were in. It was a completely perfect way of doing things.
Yeah, but we were advocate.
Yeah, exactly. But then we started trying to stretch it and structure them differently. And only because of that bone piece were we able to set up that three-part Australian gun special.
We had a massacre at a place called Port Arthur 17 years ago, and there have been none since.
Zero gun massacres? Hold on. Did gun control actually work? Zero mass shootings.
What did happen? Australia still has murders, rapes and robberies, last I checked.
Unless you can get rid of 100% of crime, it's not worth doing at all.
Well, put it this way. It's illegal to have crack cocaine anywhere in the United States. Do you think if somebody really wants it, they can get their hands on crack cocaine in America?
So unless we can completely get rid of drugs, there's no point in having drug laws at all.
Let me think about that for a minute.
That I am proud of this time. That came out really
well. Got an Emmy for that, too.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. He cut the, whatever it was, part two or...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those were great. I forgot.
They were really good.
And I got to edit all the, which I'm assuming must be dear to your heart, the World Cup.
The World Cup ones, they were good.
With the hooligan, the English hooligans piece was a classic.
Dr. Danny Jordan, CEO of the entire World Cup committee. Who will you be supporting during the World Cup?
Bafana Bafana, South Africa.
F*** you. Who are you guys here supporting?
Australia.
F*** you. I was back. The Netherlands. Yeah. You guys like tulips, right?
Yes.
Right. Read these tulips. Go f*** yourselves.
I also really liked, and I think I did that with you, the Herman Cain inside the actor's studio. Do you remember that?
Didn't you do that like three times?
Yeah, but we did the first one.
I did one of them. I don't know. I can't remember which one. Yeah. But I know I did one of them.
I think the one that we were kind of doing James Lipton, and he basically committed to everything.
Yes.
And it was slow. Again, what I liked about that was the rhythm was very choppy, right? It was fast and choppy. Like you get the bits out, cut. With the Herman Cain piece, it was really nice to be able to just sit in that room. Long pauses.
Right.
I spoke really slowly, and he just committed to everything. There was nothing he wouldn't do, including that one speech at the end where I said, right, if aliens have invaded Earth, look down the camera and give a speech. Start the speech with people of Earth. And he just turned and immediately
That's the one I cut.
Earth is being attacked by aliens. You are standing on the smoldering remains of what used to be the Oval Office. You have 30 seconds to address the Earth's inhabitants, to inspire them to rise up and repel their alien invaders. Look into that camera and action.
Citizens of Earth, it was the spirit of humanity that built this planet. It is that same spirit of humanity that will allow us to defend ourselves against unknown enemies. It is that same spirit of humanity that will allow us to destroy the aliens.
After that, he kept coming back because he would do anything.
Yeah, and then I after a while, I was like, "Can we just stop?"
He ran the joke into the ground, like he ran a presidential campaign into the ground.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable, it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. You stop thinking about what you can't do, and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you've already answered this one. They want to have you describe the experience of working with me.
I would say
how I fucking made you.
Yeah, that's right. You sculpted me out of clay, but not like a potter who, you know, like uses their hands gently. You were like thumping the clay, saying, "Why are you not a vase yet?" That was your pottery style.
Let's see, what else?
Give me something, Doctor.
Well, talk about your evolution, but like I feel like you regressed. So.
That's
you
true.
Came here as an English gentleman and left a, I don't know what I would describe it.
Yeah,
whatever
really
the opposite of a gentleman is.
Yeah. Ruffian, scamp. Yeah.
Scamp, yeah.
Yeah, I think the only evolution I had was eventually getting confident in field pieces to the point that we could stretch it a bit. The thing I liked about that Herman Cain thing was we hadn't really done anything like that, where you just sit with one person in a room. No other tricks.
Well, then
one person.
I don't remember if it was before or after Herman Cain, but we did the Oliver's Travels.
That was
the ambassadors.
That was one of the first things I did, because I liked the idea of just sitting in a room with one person.
And those were all really funny because because
you would just be mean to diplomats.
Yeah.
Who as
usually,
you know,
deserve it.
Well, and also it's because their skill set is also their weakness, which
right.
is engaging in diplomatic language, which means you can be as rude as you like want to them. And they're not going to react.
Ambassador, as a long-time resident of the Middle East, what is Qatar doing to destabilise the region?
Well, first of all, Qatar is a moderate country playing a good role in the international arena.
I think you'll find it's pronounced Qatar.
It's Qatar.
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 Qatar, that's the classic Arabic.
Your nation has given us the 44th president of the United States of America. Congratulations.
Well, you know, thank you. We are very grateful that he has come onto the scene, when he did.
Who else have you got?
Who else have we got?
We need some financial gurus. We need a banking czar, a car czar.
Right.
And we need a new American idol.
An American idol. Tell you what, we could bring you a Maasai. They are the warriors, the traditional warriors of the Maasai people.
And can they sing?
Can they do what?
Could they sing? I'm just thinking, can they do that the Dreamgirls song, the no, 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 no way?
I am not sure they can.
Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree with this statement? Death to America. Strongly agree or strongly disagree?
Disagree, definitely.
Strongly disagree?
Yes.
Disagree?
Yes.
100% sure?
Yes.
I'm putting it down.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So, yeah, they were fun. But I liked it. But those were, again, it kind of Daily Show choppy. Like, there was a lot of run and gun bits. Whereas what I liked with Herman Cain was just letting that play out. Going
Yeah, it
along.
Was fun to cut through. It was easy because it was so controlled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It ended up feeling different than what we normally did.
Oh, wait. Before we have to go,
yes.
One segment that I loved and like a lot of people loved in the building, especially us sports fans, was the Daily Show Sports Desk.
Oh, yeah.
And
in
John,
Philly?
Well, there was, you did a couple of them.
We did one down in Philly when the Giants were playing the Eagles on the same day as the Phillies.
Yankees were playing the Yankees.
That's
Yankees,
right.
Yankees-Phillies in the World Series.
That's right. And so it was who has the biggest scumbag fans.
Douchiest fans,
and,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
You and Jones
bad.
Were like the Sports Center guys.
Yes.
We all know what's at stake here, JJ. Nothing short than the title of American sports douchiest fans.
And I got to tell you, J.O., this atmosphere is absolutely electric. Let me hear you, douchebags!
And then you did another one for...
Did we?
There was a guy who wanted to start a basketball league of only white players. In the middle of it, they cut away to, like, commentary from, like, the sports desk guys.
Really?
And it's you and... this one, it's you and Wyatt. And
Wyatt,
And Wyatt does, like, a full-on Shannon Sharp.
I know.
You
he
guys had, like,
so
the suits with, like, the eight buttons.
His suit was so good.
But you had the same kind of suit.
His suit was so funny, I couldn't look at him.
Thanks, Jonesy. Boy, oh boy, the moose has been on fire today, running his mouth all over the court.
He's burning up like a cross in my grandma's yard.
Boom.
I gotcha. That's because when it comes to the fundamentals, Moose is the best. Let's take a look at that last comment again.
It was so funny. Yep. And like, we were like, this needs to be a regular thing. Daily Show Sports Sets. We couldn't get enough of it. And then John just was like not interested in like, he just was like, nah.
Those Philly fans, I remember being absolutely amazed at how many fans never made it into the stadium just because they passed out during the tailgate. There was just bodies everywhere.
And I think the original intent of that piece was you guys were going to go and like actually do like Man on the Street.
Yes.
But instead they kept you in the like director's chairs.
There was no way.
And they just had the people, they just went to the people to the they just took the cameras to the people.
Yes.
Like, just be douchey.
Because that was the thing. There was no way to control that atmosphere. They were absolute monsters.
So you just commented. So you just sat there and made comments in the app. And Jones was former.
You did.
JJ, I remember the line, JJ, you're a former douche. And he's like, yes, I am.
Yeah.
JJ, I've always wanted to ask you this. As a former douchebag yourself.
Okay.
How do you motivate yourself for a day like today?
I'll tell you, J.O., it all comes down to the fundamentals of being a douche.
That was amazing, where normally you have to kind of ask people if they want to be interviewed. With Philly sports fans, all you needed to do was take a camera out of the bag and like moths to the flame, they just emerged and started
douching.
Just
tell them, what do you think about New York?
It doesn't even matter. You need to ask that question. That's the first thing they're going to tell you is what they think about
New York. Yeah,
we watched
that. Me and Berger watched that piece a little while ago. It's so funny.
Yeah, that was a...
That was a disappointment to me because I was like, this
Jones
needs to be a regular...
Jones was very good at that.
And Wyatt, they're all three of you guys. Yes. It's like, should have been a regular thing.
Yep. Doctor, pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Never a chore.
Good to have you back in the building. Friend.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Bye.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.